We ended up yesterday with a shayla. I want to be recap and set up for the sugya. Someone took someone to within time. He says, I lent you $2,500. So the guy said back, yeah, vada. But I paid you back. We had a deal going. Every month I paid you $200 in installments for already 12 months. So what do you want from me? What does he want from him? What does he want from him? What? No, he wants $2,500. Actually, he wants $2,500. He's time he didn't get paid. But what is the nitpa saying back? You need a calculator? He said, I was paying you for already 12 months, $200 installments. We didn't chazit as my night say that? What? Is it a mite of a mixas? First of all, how much does he have to pay? He doesn't have to pay $2,400 because that he said he paid. We're talking about, let's say, it wasn't an over mishtar. A malval pay, he says paraiti, he's neman. Does he owe him $100 still? Why does he owe him $100? Careful, because there's a trick over here. Why does he owe him $100? Some people attempted to say, hey, Doss Baldin. I mean, he slipped. I mean, there's no math. He said, I paid you only $2,400. And you're right, he has to pay $100. Does he have to swear on the other $2,400? Why not? Why is it not a Maitib Mixas? That's what he's tiny. That's every Maitib Mixas. That's a Maitib Mixas. One second, let me go back to this in case. A guy says, I lent you $2,500. He said, but I already paid back $2,400. What's the din over there? What? What? It's a classic Maitib Mixas. He has to pay $2,400. He has to pay $100, and he has to swear on the rest. But in the case I just described, he doesn't have to swear al Maitib Mixas. Why not? The Paiskim explained, because Maitib is only when you're Maitib, you're coming to say Chayim. When that guy got up and said, I was already paying you everything because I paid $200 installments for 12 months. What was his agenda? What was he coming to do? To pater himself.
That's right.
That's not a Maitib Mixas. But is there a Shavua? Maybe there's a Shavua. I'll switch then. I'll Rav Chiya. What's Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya says when a person is Taiveya and the guy is a Kaifer Hakol. But Eidim are made on a Chalik of it. So Rav Chiya was Mechadish that even though it's not Mamish Gnoi exactly a Maitib Mixas, it's not Piv. But there's a Kalva Chomer that if Piv is Chayiv Shavua of Maitib Mixas, even though Kaifer HaKol is not, but if Piv is Chayiv and Moed Mixas, Kal V'Choymer that Eidim. Why Kal V'Choymer? I hope this sounds a little bit vaguely or more familiar. Because if Piv could do something, Zichar Eidim. Why? When do you see Piv is starker, Eidim is starker than Piv? Piv is not Mechayiv Knas, Misa, and 17 other things. And Eidim is. So Avada Eidim should be Mechayiv Shvua. Not on what they made, but on the rest. The Gemara said it's not such a pashut the Kal V'Chomer, it's choppy, there's a pircha. B'cholif and Piv has a special din, Havidos Valdin, Kamei Eidim even Eged HaKosha. So Rav Chiya fixed it up by bringing in Eid Echad, or Gilgal, or both, and we created a Tzara Shoveh, which has remnants of a Kal V'Chomer in it. The Tzara Shoveh was also upslugged, but Rav Chiya salvaged and said there's no pircha of Hukzikafron and Tyrus Hasoma. He got out of it, and at the end, Rav Chiya has his din. And now we're discussing, does Rav Chiya's din only apply when Mamish Eidim came? We're going to go quickly now. I want to give you a few examples. Watch. Where actually, it was a classic Kaifer HaKol. I mean, it always starts with Kaifer HaKol. There's Kaifer HaKol, and then the guys, and then the guys Moida. Magarefta doesn't start with a Dalit.
Man.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Welcome. If Eidim Mamish say that he owes part, is there a Chiyav Shvua on the rest? That's Rav Chiya's din. What if there's not Mamish Eidim? The example I gave yesterday is one of many. The first of many. One example was, there was no Eidim, and there wasn't Mamish Haidot B'Piv. But the psak of Bezdin is, when they listened to him, they said, 200, 12 months, then okay, you still owe money. The Emma says the Pais can talk about this in more complex cases. Let's say there's an anan sahadi on part of the money. Anyone has an example of such a case? someone was taveya someone money, the nitva was kaifer hakol, but somehow there's a not edus mamish, not piv, there's an anansahadiya somehow on some of the money. You have an example of such a case? Anansahadi? Talis. Maybe talis. How about another one? What if there's an eid echad on some of the money? Again, you owe me 1,000, and eid echad says you owe him 200. Sorry for changing the numbers. Don't, it's the same principle, different numbers. I should keep the same number. You owe me 1,000, the guy's cut for a call. Eid echad says that he owes 200. What's the din? Let's process it. What's the din? He has to swear on the 200. He doesn't. What happens now? What? What happens if you don't swear on the Eid Echad? Mitoich. So is he going to pay the 200? Als mitoich. Is there now a shvu on the other 800? Is there a shvu on the other 800? Oh, you can clear it. Should be als gilgul shvu of mitoich. That's very nice. We cleared about that yesterday. Is there gilgul on mitoich and is there a mitoich on gilgul? But I'm clearing out something else. Is there going to be a rabchia? Because maybe the same way Rav Chi applies by Eidus, maybe it also applies by Mitoich, maybe it also applies by Anansadi. And how about, maybe it applies when there's a Psak Bezdin. Now, I already gave you an example of Psak Bezdin, when the guy botched up and said, I already paid 12 months, $200. You know what, but there's other cases the Pais can bring, the Shulchan Aruch, in yesterday's Marmukai, there's a Psak Bezdin on part of the money. People get confused, what does it mean a Psak Bezdin? There's Eidus or there's not Eidus? Just one out-of-the-box example, maybe, to bring out the point. Someone is buying out a merger, a huge company, and they signed the deal. He's a big conglomerate thing. He's buying out a company, and they made up, we're going to be paying $4.7 billion to buy out the whole Geschichte. And Clark, it's signed before, he owes $4.7 billion. They're now fighting. He says he only paid $4.3 billion. What are they fighting about? What? How much? What's the entire about? He's massive. It's on paper. He paid $4.3 billion. $400 million, right? Yeah, you have the calculator ran out of money. Yeah. Okay, and they're fighting Clarus, and he says, no, I already paid the full 4.7. And he says, no, you only paid 4.3. Kai for a call, right? That's Kai for a call. But then, there's a Psak Bezdin that he owes $17 million. What does it mean there's a Psak Bezdin? Because by such a deal, you know these details? What about the 750 workers? Are they going to get transferred over to the new company? Will anyone who has Vetek, what do you call Vetek? What's Vetek?
Petal?
No, not Petal.
They're like
seniority. He's already working in the company a long time. So part of the deal was anyone who was already working for 20 years gets it merged into the new company. Anyone less than 10 years total, just throw out. The in-betweens between 10 and 20, there's a deal they have to transfer. Besides the $4.7 billion, you have to transfer Severance pay. Now there's a fight because there's about 20 of the workers that they were unofficially working already from the 1st of January, but they weren't officially on paper and they only entered on March, and therefore now the lawyers are fighting it out. Are these less than 10 year guys that are just getting, you know, what are they getting? And now there's a fight with the lawyers, about 27 of those workers. And Bezdin is hacking it out, and there's a whole middle with a toy and a bunny and everything. And then the Psak Bezdin is, after all the whole thing, you owe $17 million for all those workers for the next 22 years you have to pay. So there's no Eidus, it's a koi for a call, but there's a Psak Bezdin on a chelik of the money. Does Psak Bezdin also trigger a rabchia? Are we getting it? That's the nidin of the Paiskin. Now the Ksois speaks out that, you know, the original Rav Chiya was only by Eidus Mamsh. But what about these other quasi things? An Eid Echad that triggered a Mitoich, a guy that slipped and said the numbers and he crunched the numbers and he missed out on 100. Or there was a more complex case than that and there was a Psak Bezdin. Zok the Ksois, what about if there's an Anan Sahadi? And now we're going to go straight into Vitana Tuna. Back to Vitana Tuna, it's just a Talis. But it doesn't make a difference if it's just a talus or it's 4.7. It's the same dramatic story. Now, in the case of talus, very quickly, Reuben is taveya from Shimon against the talus. Shimon is koifer hakol on the against the talus. By the way, Shimon is also being Tavea from Reuven, that same Talis. And Reuven is being Kaifer HaKol, but can we stick to one direction so we understand what's going on? So Reuven is Tavea from Shimon, the Gansa Talis. Shimon is a Kaifer HaKol, so there's no Shvua. But the Mishnah says there is a Shvua. Now, we know there's many Pshatim in Shnayim, Oyv Samayim, there's a Shvua. Moira Heter, Shaloya Hekalech, and Hoyle Fatayk, Shvua, Lavaras, a Suffolk. We have to do Chazar from the Beis. There are many reasons for the Shvua. But what did Rav Chiya come and say in the Matana Tuna? That he has a new pshat in the Shvua. That it's a deraisa de Kishvua. Why is it a deraisa de Kishvua? It wasn't a moida b'miksas, but there was anan sahadi. Again, Reuven says the whole talis is mine. Shimon says, no, none of it is yours. Shimon is not admitting that any of it is Reuven's. It's not a moida b'miksas. Shimon is saying, none of the talis is Reuven's. But since when they're both holding it, each one has an anan sahadi in half, blue, green, back to that, that should be the setup. So careful. So Shimon is not Moide, but there are Eidim that half of it is Reuven's. And therefore, that's Mechayev who to swear? Shimon. Did you get that? Reuven is Tevei, Shimon against the Talis. Shimon is a Kaifer HaKol. But Shimon is Moide that the entire blue part is Reuven's. Therefore, Shimon has to swear on the green. Now, it goes the other way also. Shimon says to Reuven, the whole Talis is mine. Reuven says no. But Reuven is an Ansari that the green part is Shimon's. That's why Reuven has to swear on the blue. And Rav Chiya actually honestly said that that's the pshat. And the Ksoi speaks out. So you see, it's not only mamish by Eidos, but who are the Nananat Sahadi? And who are the maybe if there's a Pesach? Or in any other case?
It's a fair filler.
What?
By Nananat Sahadi, at least they're talking in their own kindness. But because of Pesach Bezdin, they're not talking to each other.
I think Jimmy asked the Kash also. Yeah, that's a problem. Jimmy and I, hey, the Marmakimis, they don't have Jimmy, but I think he talks about that. But 1 second, you looked at the Jimmy? Sim and I, where is it? Sim and
Ayin
Hey Aleph, we have it. You have it. It's a good time. But I want to just set up. The Gemara asks that it can't be that that shot in Rav Chiya is right. Because even if it's taka true, that Rav Chiya has the aside that there's a moed that makes us when there's Hadas Eidim. And we'll even take a step further, even though it's not Pashat, that Lav Dafke Eidim, who are then a Psak, and an Ansahadi, a Siba, a Mitoich, whatever the things are. Oh, but over here it's different. Because ki heichi that he has an ansavi on that half, he has an ansavi on that half. And therefore what? People fall into a trap. I ended shiur with this also yesterday. Classic case. A guy says, you owe me $100. Moed b'miksas. He says, no, I only owe you 50. So he has to swear on the other 50. Why does he swear? Who's holding that other 50? Who's holding the 50? The nitba. He's holding, he has an ansahadi that it's his. He doesn't owe it yet. And it always an ansahadi. That's the parsha. What did you say yesterday? That's the gzeres hakosim. So what's the difference over here? The Achreinim say, I don't want to speak out of Knech from the Chedush Yerim. You know what? Help me out here. What would be in a real case with Mamish Eidim that there would be a Kihechi? A guy goes and says, I lent you $100. And the guy says, no, let's keep it simple, without Peroinim. And a guy says, I lent you $100. He said, $100? I never saw you in my life. So how much did I borrow from you? $0. And our Eidim come to Farish and say, he lent them 50 and only 50. Is it Shvua? On one hand, there's a Shvua, because there's Eidim that he owes 50. But those same Eidim, like, forget about it, if it's different Eidim, the same Eidim in the same story, Beferish said the Havah was only 50. Or they say Beferish, we saw him lend 100, but we saw him already pay back 50. Whatever it is, and again, this is not, it could be a different Eidim, then you can get Trey, and all fun stuff, but even better, if it's the same Eidim, what's going to be the din in that case? How much, does he have to swear? He doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to swear? Could he use those Eidim to pardon himself? What did the loiva say? No, I'm sorry. Cut. Maybe you were right. But you're always right. 1 second. I'm going to wrap different case. The guy said, you lent me $100. He says, I never saw you in my life. Eidim come in and say, no, he did lend him 100, but we saw him already pay back 50. Cut. What's the din now? What? Kivin Sharmalai Levisi Kimalai. Right. So the loiva can't use those Eidim for his Ptur. So he's going to have to swear? On one hand, Lahar is going to have to swear. On the other hand, though, there's an attitude. He can't use those Eidim per se to pater him that he paid. He Beferish said, if you never lent, you never did pay back. But there's a Kihechi. Kihechi is Leilahai, is Leilahai. And when there's a balance that the same Siva for the Shvua is coming from Eidim, but that same level of Eidus is going back the other way, it cancels out, it's not a Shvua. Adds the Chedushi Harim. The Rishonim say, in the Mashal of Kihechi in the Talis, they say this Mashal, that Eidim said you owe 100 and you pay 50. And in fact, it's not a good Mashal, because over there the Eidim, the Pharisees are saying you pay. He says, yeah, they are. But technically, that you can't use them because kalayim olay l'kisikilam avrayti. So you're not working out that function. What are you working on? You're working on kihechi. Now, I'm going to skip, not going to skip this. The oilim should look this up. There's a machlekes ktsois, and then the meshoiviv in the ktsois, and then the nesivis, and then the meshoiviv nesivis. And there's a beautiful shtickle in the meshoiviv nesivis. Is there kihechi on a psak bezdin? Because in psak bezdin, it might be different. In psak bezdin, again, that one drawn out case, that all the work is getting shifted. So he says, you behold it on 17 million. But that same bezdin, when they finally worked out the psak, and they're working through the whole thing, and he says, we've worked out all the paperwork. He did already transfer the full 4.7. You still owe 70 million because of all the whatever, not pink slips, what color is the other ones? Blue and green. Whatever, the other slips, yeah? They're those things. And now you owe that amount of money. But kihechid has a psak on that amount, on the 17 million. There's also a psak on the other 387 million. There's a psak on that. You balance that out also. And that, the ksois wants to say, I think I'm going to skip that part, but the Ksois wants to say it's a similar thing. Now, one last thing before we move on to the threshold. What would be Eid Echad? The case of the Rambam from yesterday, what? He wants to say the same, the Machlekes, Nesivis, and Meshoyed, do you say the same way there's an Ansadi High, Ansadi High, there's also Psak Bezdin High, Psak Bezdin High, or no, it doesn't always level out as the same thing. One of many examples we said, Eid Echad. You remember the case? That was the first Rambam. A guy says, yo, 100, there's an Eid Echad on 20, I'll use the Rambam's numbers, and he doesn't want to swear on the 20, he doesn't know about the 20, so he's going to have to swear, mitoich, and since he has to swear on the Eid Echad, now that there's a Shavuot, not on Gilgal, there's a Shavuot of Rabchia. So there's a guy, and I brought it in yesterday's Maram HaKoymus. He says, you know what, even if you want to pile this up, that Rabchia is not only mamish by Eidus, but it's also by a Psak Bezdin, an Umdino, an Antzahadi, various things. Eid Echad triggering a mitoich is not going to deliver. Because don't forget where you stam from. And even though Rav Chiya at the end of the day has a Tzara Shava, or if you even want to conveniently forget the Tzara Shava, just accept Rav Chiya set his din. But it didn't start from a Tzara Shava, it started from a Kalva Chaimer, and the Kalva Chaimer was Piv. And what detail did you find that Piv is weaker? Knas. That you said, Piv is not Mechayev Knas, Eidim is. Says the Goyim, isn't Eid Echad able to be Mechayev Knas? An Eid Echad is not able to be Mechayev Knas. So don't try to use Eid Echad as a ticket to get into a Rav Chiya's system. And I'm going to be Mechutzav now and ask, does an Ansahadi Mechayev Knas? Does Psak Bezdin Mechayev Knas? This is not a game over here. If you really have to go back to Rav Chiya's system every time and measure it on par with what the original Makar was, I don't think it's going to be so pashut. Now, the Gemara does something, a twist in the plot, and the Gemara says like this. You're right. Rav Chiya cannot bring a Batana Tuna from the Mishnah. Again, why not? We're not denying Rav Chiya's din. He has a makar from a Kal V'Chomer / Tzad HaShoveh without a Pircha Hooks the Kafrin and Hazama, and you got to keep on chashuring that again and again, and that's true. But what he attempted to say, that that's the pshat by Talis, forget about it, it's not pshat by Talis. Why not? Don't tell me the shvuah by Talis is because of Anan Sadi. The same Anan Sadi that he has on that side, and that balances out. So I'm in a crisis, so what's the shvuah? Stop right here, before we go weiter, we're going weiter. So what's the shvua? If you stop right here, what's the shvua in the Mishnah? You gotta go back to basics. We had many pshatim in the shvua, takana de rabbanon. Takana de rabbanon because of my reheter, takana de rabbanon shlevaris asafik, takana de rabbanon rabbi yoichan and says shalom yehekolecha hoylo to take up to the shechaveri. There were many pshatim, that's fine. But don't! And we're gonna go weiter, and we are gonna do, and that's gonna be a problem. That's the next problem in the sugi. But what the Gemara says at this line is, don't attempt to say that the Shvua by Shnayim Oitzim is a Rav Chiya thingy. Because Herzu, Reuven says the whole thing is his. Shimon says the whole thing is his. Is there a Moed of a Mixas there, literally Moed of a Mixas with Peh? No. Elamai, what was Rav Chiya's attempt in the first Vatana Tuna? That even though each one is saying Kulishli, but the Anan Sahadi, each one on the half, not happening. Because the Anan Sahadi balances out, the same Anan Sahadi on the other side. And it's a kaifer akol. So why is there a shvua by Talis? Headline: Takana de rabbanon dreimin ishtaka. Zok de gemara. Now we have a problem. I Rav Chiya was quoted as saying the Tana Tuna by Mishnah, and Rav Chiya was quoted that he wanted something from the Mishnah of the Tana Tuna. Says the gemara by Rav Gazach. Elakitma b'Tana Tuna hidat Rav Chiya. Itma. The Amar Rav Chiya. Hidat Rav Chiya. Itma. The Amar Rav Chiya. Mani biyotcha. V'halo imar einlocha biyadi elam nunzus. V'heilach chayit. My taima helach nami chemoid mixta taina dami. Stop. We're going to do a very not justified hakdomah to helach for 1 minute now, and in a few minutes we're going to go back to it. But just the etzem concept of helach is, everyone knows that in a classic might of mixas, a guy says, you owe me 100, he says, no, I only owe you 50, or 30, or whatever the number is, he has to swear on the rest. What if he says, you owe me 100, and he pulls it out, he says, no, I only owe you 50, here it is. So be'etzem, simplest, we're going to soon delve into it more. One side is, by the way, that halach is a ma'id b'miksas. You know what? Humor me for a minute. What's the side that it is a ma'id b'miksas? Because it is. The guy said, you owe me 100. He admitted that he owes 50. He also ate breakfast. He also had a drink. He also gave you the 50. A lot of things happened. But it's a ma'id b'miksas. He said, you owe me 100. He was ma'id on 50. It's a ma'id b'miksas. What's the side that halach is not a ma'id b'miksas? On the simplest level? Because the minute he gave it to you, so he neutralized it, and it's not even in the Din Torah. So how much is the, because we already said, there's no difference if the Din Torah is on 100 or 4.7 billion. So, when he right away halach, that's a verb, the 50, and put it in your hands, so be'etzem, the Din Torah mitchila was not on 100, the Din Torah was on 50, and it's a classic kai for a kol. That's the simplest way of saying halach pater. Halach pater is quasi kai for a kol. The other man says, oh, two years might mix us. We're going to do justice to that in a few minutes. We're going to start, but that's the chakira. Is halach pater or is halach chayit? Is halach like a moed b'mitzas or is halach like a kai for a kol? Machlaikis. By the way, who is in a machlaikis between Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes? Which is a little weird because Rav Sheshes is an amoira and Rav Chiya is a tana, and that's a little bit of a problem. Who do we paskin like? Machlaikis Rishayim. But Tosis actually says near the halach is like Rav Sheshes. He means arrived from a gemara later. That we do treat halach like a moed b'mitzas. That we don't. That you part from Shua. But now here's the scam. Rav Chiya goes and says, not only do I want to say that halach is chayiv, I do treat it like a moed b'miksas. Get ready, this is crazy. I'm sure that we have to be explaining what's going on. Says Rav Chiya, I have a riot from the Mishnah of Shnayim Oitzim. Why? The Tana Tuna, Shnayim Oitzim, the Talis, v'hocha kivin the tofas halachu. There's a girsa ha'tacha, there's a girsa in the brackets, kivin the tofas anansadi, there's a girsa without the brackets that skips the words anansadi, and it's kivin the tofas halachu. The katani yishabat. I need to turn on the volume. Reuven and Shimon, holding the towels, blue-green. Reuven said that some of it's Shimon's? Well, he said the whole thing is his.
The whole thing is his.
You sure? Yeah. Shimon says the whole thing is his, or he's moited that part of it is Reuven's. Is there a moited that mixes of peh? Is there a moited, did you see the choices? Is there a moited that mixes of peh by the case of Shnayim Oitzim? Ridiculous. Reuven says very loud, the whole thing is his. Shimon said the whole thing is his. There's no peh. Why b'chlal in the Rav Chiya Kamaisa did we even venture into using the Rav Chiya situation, the Talis? Because we said even though very loud and clear, the Peh said, Reuven said, Kuloi, Shimon said, Kuloi, there was no 2% admission. There was not. But the Eidus of the Nansahadi creates like a Rav Chiya situation. Did we throw that out? Yes, because we said that it's flatland. Same on each side. Now, I know there's a topic of halach, and technically, if by the case of Talis, if you would suddenly maybe read through the lines and hear Reuven say, half of it is mine, and Shimon would say, half of it is mine, and then they can both go home because they're not fighting, then I would see, but each one gave it to the other one, then it would be a might of mixas. But that's not the case. That's not the case. And that's a big crisis that all the Rishonim ask. If you defaulted on the first Rav Chiya, how could you bring a riot to halach? If you would still hold to the first Rav Chiya, then maybe you can also talk about halach. By the way, interruption question. The Oilam remembers that we cleared a few things if Rav Chiya is similar to Moedim Mixas. A classic, what's the most Shmak and Dugma was? We had many. Shtei Kesef. Remember the rule? Moedim Mixas only applies minimum Shtei Kesef. Does Rav Chiya have that rule? We cleared about it. Watch this one. Moedim Mixas doesn't apply by Halach. What about Halach by Rav Chiya? Let me tell you the story. A guy says, you owe me 100. He says, no, zero. Eidim come in and say 50. And as the Eidim say, he points the 50 on him. Is there Halach by Rav Chiya? Shmak Ashayu. Is there halach by a Rav Chiya? What? Why not? No, because it's not the other half. I don't like using 50, I use 30 and 70. Yeah. Well, use 30 and 70.
Still think it's the Eidim or being the same thing as Eidim.
No. A guy says you owe me 100, Eidim said 30, he plunks down to 30. Which Raman? The one that's giving me tomorrow's Maran Chaim? Is that what they bring? I've ordered in already? I wasn't supposed to. Okay, let's see. Is there halach by Rav Chiya? Yesh lodin. But how does Rav Chiya use the system here? But the Gemara says it. Let's first address the Gemara. The Gemara says, the case of Talis is halach. So Rav Sheish is omer halach is potter. My time, mom. Because kivan omer halach, so hani zuzi, the money that he plunked down, the kamoidi that he's already moidi begavayim, commanded noket le malva domi. It's as if the malva got it. Anyone knows the translation of those words? It's as if the malva got it. I thought he got it. He put it in his hands, no? What, I missed something? Halach means you put it under the guy's hands?
What?
Halach means you put it under the guy's hands? Did we say that? We didn't say that? The Gemara's lashon is that when you do halach, it's as if it's in the Malva's hands. I thought it is in the Malva's hands. We're going to come back to that because we're going to start analyzing a little bit more detail what the word halach means, but we'll see in a minute. But be'enach hamishim halaymoy, hilkach lekai dos mixes atayinam. Frek the Gemara, wow! Uli rav sheshes kashim asnisen. What do you mean kashim asnisen? The Mishnah says there's a shvua. Why is there a shvua? Halach is potter from a shvua. Says the Gemara, amalch rav sheshes. No. Masnisen takonas chachamim hi. Which takonas chachamim? Go chazah from a month ago. Rav Yoichanon's takono, moira heter, various other stuff that we had. It's a drabonon, dreiminish. Virab chia. The Idoch, who's the Idoch? Rav Chia, watch this. In Takonas Chachamim hi, miu, I amit b'shleimim midiraisa heilach chayiv misakti rabbonin shvua kein deraisa, el I amit midiraisa heilach potter mitakti rabbonin shvua delesa kavosi deraisa. What's going on? What is Rav Chia saying? How is Rav Chia understanding the shvua of our Mishnah? Is Rav Chia still saying, I'm at the end, I'm up to Meisvei, and I have to answer an honest question. Is Rav Chia at this stage, we're at the bottom, is he learning that the Shvu of Shnayim Oitzim is a Deraisa Dikidin or a Derabana Dikidin? You know, because way back when we did Rav Chia in the beginning, we really honestly learned that it's a Deraisa Dikidin Shvu. We really respected that. Reuven says the whole thing is mine, Shimon says the whole thing is his, but Reuven has an Anat Sadi, which creates a Deraisa Dikidin of Rav Chia. You know, we took this so seriously that we asked that maybe the Talos should have to do with Shtei Kesef, because we're dealing with a Deraisa Dikidin Shvu. And we declared that Rav Chia needs Shtei Kesef, it should need to be Shtei Kesef. But at this juncture in the sugya, that's not what Rav Chia is saying. Far from it. Far from it. Rav Chia is agreeing that it's a Derabbanan. Just he's saying, if Halach is going to be Potter, then it doesn't make sense this should be a Derabbanan to Keshvua. Why? How does that add up? And Be'ikr, Tosis' main cash, all the Rishonim ask, if we defaulted on Rav Chia Kamaisa, and we don't hold that there's an Ansadi by Talos, so what's the Tzustel of the Shvua? So Tosis says something which I don't understand. I tried a few times, but I'm going to quote the Tosis. Tosis says the Gemara is now changing. That the Anan Sahadi, blue and green, it's not blue. It's dark blue. It's and even though what royal blue, not tomorrow. If I get, I hope to get to today. Tosis says there's no riot to Rav Chia because the Anan Sahadi on each side gets upslugged. But now we're changing. The Anan Sahadi, when two people are holding a talis, one second, turn up the volume. What is Reuven saying? And he's insisting and he's still saying it. And 5 minutes from now, he's still going to be saying it. What is Reuven saying? Kula Shali. I hear his voice loud and clear. But you know, his hands are also talking. And in a situation where they're both holding it, it's more than Anan Sahadi. This is not, even if Rav Chia would be wrong, this is literally Moed of the Mixas. Again, I'm in a confusion here because Reuven, I hear him. He's saying Kula. But the way they're holding it, it's considered Piv. Oy bazoy, even if Rav Chia is wrong and there's no right to Rav Chia Kamaisa, this is a mind of a mixus of Piv. Aye, he hechi that there's a Piv on this side, there's a Piv on this side. So Tosfos, you're right, that's a problem. But anyways, the word is only, it's a Derabbanan based on a Deraisa for the Avil Shmir. So then why did he have to be Chazabay from the Rav Chia Kamaisa? Because we grabbed and changed our attitude, and now we're learning that it's a piv. Where does it say that in the Gemara? But I'm going to read the Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'tana tuna ida to Rav Chia." Anan sahani demay the Tosfos. Pirush Rashi, "Kivin the havek hadosei the mishtamim with the Rav Chia kamaisa." The kasha, "Kivin the loy matzi leichuchi half price of the halach elam ikoyach kamaisa." So leim v'tana tuna kamaisa. Stick to the first draft. Yei shleimer no. Anan sahani lav dafka. I'm going to try to read the words. Demay the Tosfos. What each guy is holding? How much is this guy holding? He's holding it at the edge. But how much is this guy in Lomdus holding? 50%. Mechashvin and lehashto. You ready? Tfei mehados edim. Vechashiv ki'ilu moidelei didideyu. Connect. That's 5 minutes later. What's Reuven saying? What? Kulay. All mine. Is that in English? Okay. Kulay. Shimon's also saying kulay. But a situation when they're both saying kulay, but they're holding it like that? We hear, maybe their hands are talking. It's a moid of a mixas. It's a moid of a mixas, but kihecha that he has, frek toysus, you know. It's still a problem. Mikomaka, mikilomifra, kihecha the high moid. So he says, no, avadu, we're based on the terrace that it's a derabonim kein doiraisa. So why do we have to be chazabai from Rav Chiya? Because of a hidden issue that the Gemara never hinted at, that we're now changing our attitude, that Anan Sadi is mamish pet. So one last time, because I want to get to the royal Plutaka today, if we can. How did we learn until today? Reuven and Shimon are both holding it. Reuven has the blue half, Shimon has the green half. How did we understand the darug of the blue and the green? Anan Sahadi. What was the level of Anan Sahadi? Like Adis. What are we changing now in Taisus? It's more than Adis. This peh. This peh. But where is the hint in that Gemara? What's going on? Zok Rabbi Chiva Eger, and the Nachlas David also brings this pshat from Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. How much of the talus is literally with his fingers Reuven holding? There's a fancy word for it. What? What's the word? An Aramaic word? Karkashta. The fringes. I don't know what happens now with the fringes, but Rabbi Kveger and the Nachlas David and Rabbi Chaim Volozhin want to say, they're not, if you know, you're holding it mamish by the fringes, it's gonna. What? They're holding about an inch or two of it. And it's worth a pruta. Besides, each one has like 49% of the talus, and maybe even that's dark blue, but this mamish, the 1 inch that each one's holding, and it's worth a pruta. And this is an example, I don't know what it meant, but a royal blue, yeah? And he's royal green. Now, one second. Is Reuven being moited with his mouth that only 99% of the talus is his, and he's moited that the royal green part is Shimon's? Turn on the volume. Is Reuven saying that? No? You can't hear? Say it louder? I'm putting it louder. What's Reuven saying? It's on the loudest. What's Reuven saying? What? I don't get it. Well, he's saying coolishly. Oh, but Zog and the Acharonim, I'm wearing their hair. If you already were able to establish that on the whole 50% it was an Ansahadi, and you're willing to even hear Toysis Vart that there's even a pet on each one's half, or at least accept that on each one's Karkashta, Gimel on Gimel, a tiny little bath, even though they're saying Kuloi, but they're being Moida, so Reuven is, I know he, in his words he's not saying it, but he's admitting that the 1% royal green is Shimon's, and Shimon is admitting that the 1% royal blue is Reuven's. You have presto, a push at the Moida Bemixas. The problem though, is there a kihechi now? No, why not? Beautiful einfall of Rabbi Kiv Eger, the Nachlas David, and Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. The problem of the Gemara of kihechi was only when the blue and the green converged all the way to the 50% mark. The half line over there. Why? Because then, you're Machayev him a Shvua, because of an Ansadi, he has an Ansadi also on the full amount that he's getting. But if the focus now is on the 2 inches of Spitz Royal Blue by Reuven and the Spitz Royal Green by Shimon, we can treat that as a posh of the moed of a mixas, as a doyrais of the Geshvua. Reuven, even though he said Kulay, but he's admitting. There's a din that he's admitting to even if Rav Chizdin is not true, he's admitting that tiny piece is Shimon's. And Shimon is admitting that tiny piece is Reuven's. And that's Machayev them a Shvua on the rest. There's only one problem. Reuven, if you really say that even though he says coolishly, he's mamish, like giving up that tiny strip of the Karkashta, the green Karkashta, that's Halach. He already gave it to him. Oh, light bulb. Halach is Chayev Shvua. Halach is Chayev Shvua. And that's Rav Chiya's Raya now, to the second Pshat. Zachinu, that again, we have a big problem in the sugya. In the original sugya, we thought that the gather of Rav Chiya is that each one has an ansahadi on half. And that was going great for the whole time. Well, we forgot about it, we got involved in the Tzad HaShoveh, and we come back now. But all of a sudden, the Gemara says no. Because Kihechi, the Anansahadi converges at the 50 mark, his Anansahadi converges on the 50 mark, and Anansahadi is irrelevant. Says the Gemara, you're right? But let's talk about a new topic of Halach, and Rav Chiya has a riot to that. Fregan Allah, but you can't, if you threw out the first shlav, you don't have it. So Toysis conveniently says, no, forget about that first shlav. Now we're treating the entire 50. That's why I called it dark blue, not royal blue. I called it dark blue, I meant because it's becoming pid. It's not just Adus. It's not Anansahadi, it's pid. That's Toysis' pshat, but it's very sussum in the Gemara. The godless of Rabbi Kiveger's pshat, and the Nachlas David and Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, they said, no, at this stage of the sugya, the focus is shifting to the 2-inch karkashta on each edge. And the 2-inch karkashta at the edge of each one is taka a literal moida b'mixas. And that's mahai b'shvua on the rest. But it's halach, because each one mamish gave that up to the other one. Oh, that's Rabbi Chiya's raya, that halach is chayiv. Frick, the Gemara says, how does Rav Sheshis learn? Rav Sheshet says, no, Dreymanish, it's a Derabbanan Dikashvua. And here's the scan. Rav Chiya says, no, I'm asking it's a Derabbanan Dikashvua. It's not Mamish Derayis of Halach. But if Halach would be Potter, we wouldn't be able to apply such a Shvua. That's Shlav in the Gemara. I'm not sure myself. I was muttering on this morning. I don't have clarity in this. I have a few important things to spell out. So far we said Toysfus is Pshat and the Achrayinish Pshat, Rabbi Kiveyer, the Nachazavid of Rambam. There is a third Pshat in the Baal Hamar, which I'll just speak out the Surah of it. The Baal Hamar learns that at this stage we're totally learning it's a Rabbanat Keshvur Rabbi Yechana. It's a total Rabbanat Keshvur. But the Baal Hamar learns that in the Lomdus of Halach, which we haven't started yet really, Halach, a lot of times the attitude is that if you're about to give someone something, it's as if you already gave it. And if that would be true, that it's as if you already gave it, so if it's like you gave him the green and you gave him the blue, and then it wouldn't be relevant to Shvua. I'll make this very clear, or maybe not so clear, but I'm trying to bring out a point. Like the Baal Hamar, in the new Shlav of Rav Chiya Bas Raisa, get ready, the Raya to the concept of Halach is a lomdish at Sushtel. Don't try to actually, what we were doing for the whole time, that when Mamish literally saying, Reuven is saying to Shimon Adala, Shimon is saying to Reuven, there's a Maida Mitzvah, there's a pair. Don't try. We're not actually plugging in literally that the situation of a Maida Mitzvah is happening here. It's a totally different Shvua of Rabbi Yochanan. But it happens to be that if Halach is Pater, it wouldn't apply to the oneness of Rabbi Yochanan. Because if already each one got his half, it wouldn't be relevant. Lagufa Inyan, you have to know there's also a fourth shot from the Ramban, which we're going to talk about maybe separately when we get a chance. The Ramban wants to avoid that there's no problem of Kihechi once he switched to Halach. He has a different Hezbollah for that. Atkan, the Tzuras HaGemara, we're opening up the topic of Halach now. We're going to come back to the Tanatuna, but the emes is the Sugya of Halach continues all the way down on Amadeus. Amadeus is a new Sugya, but we're going to start it tomorrow, but the emes is we first have to majorly start the topic of Halach. Now, I conveniently said, and I avoided the issue, and now I'm not going to, that the case of Halach is that a guy says, you owe me 100, he says, no, only 50, and plunks it down. It's a little bit more confusing than that. First of all, naniach, that's the pshat. You owe me 100? No, only 50. By putting down the 50, he neutralized it. How much is the dentaira about? I don't like using 50.
Can we use 30 and 70?
A guy says, you owe me 100. He says, no, only 30, and plunks down 30. So what's the dentaira about? In your calculator, what's the dentaira about? 70. And it's a classic kai for hakol. That's the simplest way of saying it. It's pashit, not a kai for hakol. But not, it's pashit is a kai for hakol. And that's why you putter. There's a fancy knesh from Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says it's not so much that it's kai for hakol, but that the part that you were moide, if you moide, so it's called a moide mixus, but by putting it down, it's not called a haidah. What do I mean though? Watch this. If a guy says you owe me shtey, there's a minimum of shtey kesef. There's a minimum of shtey kesef. If a guy says you owe me shtey kesef, and he says back, no, I only owe you one pruta. Is there a shvua? Is there a shvua? Anyone knows the basics? A guy says you owe me shtey kesef. By the way, is what, a 64 prutas, right? What is that? 64 prutas. It's 32 prutas in each ma. We have it worked out without a calculator. So a guy says, you owe me 64 prutas, which is exactly the minimum that you need. If a guy says you owe me 63 prutas, then there's no mixes, because it's less than shtey mamas. A guy says, you owe me 64 prutas. He says, no, I only owe you one. Is there a shvua with the mixes on the other 63? Pastus, yeah. But there's one man the other that says no, because he says, after the haidah, you still need it to be 64. You need that the kfira should be 64. It has to be that you want him 65, and he says one. Well, the truth is, if you say 100, and he says, no, I only owe you 90, that's also no good. You need that the fight is about 64. But we don't pass like that, Mandiyama. We pass, and if you say you owe me 64, and the guy says I owe you 1, or 10, or 63, it's called Maid Mixas. Watch this. Klaus Rabbi Kiveger. What's the din if a guy says you owe me 64, and the guy says no, I only owe you 33, and here's one of them. What's the din? Is there a Maid Mixas on the rest? There's a Maid Mixas on the rest? Yeah. Rabbi Kiveger is a Suffolk and Shavuos. Again, I didn't have the case. A guy says, you owe me 64. He says, no, 64 prutas. Not point, not billion, 0.37. 64 prutas. 64 prutas. He says, no, I only owe you 33, and here's one of them. And here's one of them. Rabbi Kiveger has a tzad that there's no Shavuos of Maid Mixas. Because the halach not only neutralizes that we treat it like kofar akol, halach, whatever you halacht, gets ousted from the din Torah. I would say, what's the din Torah about now?
63.
63. And how much is the kvira? 33. And how much is the haidos? 33. How much is the kvira? How much is the kvira? You lost the numbers? No, 30. 30. He said, you owe me 63. He said, no, I only owe you 33. He plunked one down. No, he said, I owe you 64. He said, what?
All that are having has to be shteikhesef.
The original tfiyah has to be shteikhesef. And shteikhesef we translated to 64, sorry. But when you tie to 64 and then you moida mele, but halach might downgrade the amount. Now, I'm going to describe you five cases quickly. And I want the Olam to know that it's a huge machlokes rishonim, which one of these cases is halach. Case number one, a guy said, I gave you two watches to watch. I gave you a pekadon, two watches to watch. And he said, he pulls out a watch, and he says, no, only one watch, here it is. What's the fight about now? What? One watch. Is it a moed b'miksas or a kai for a call? What is that? Is that halach? Is that halach? Why not? Rabbi Isai, it could be that that's so blatantly halach, it might not even be the case Rabbi and Rabbi Sheshis are arguing about. It could be everyone agrees over there. Be careful. I'm going to try to get through Picardin and Melvin. Case number two. A guy says, I gave you two watches to watch. And he says, only one, and it's in my drawer. When you want, come over. And then the guy said, I gave you two watches to watch, and he says, only one, I don't know where it is now. Maybe come back in a month. Which of those three cases is halach? We're going to come back to this. I want to talk about milveh. Now milveh. A guy says, you owe me 100, I lent you 100. Havolai tzadid, I lent you 100. And he says, I didn't even spend it yet. It was only 50. It was only 50, but I didn't even spend it. It's still in my drawer. And the final case is, he says, I lent you 100. He says, no, it was only 50. I spent all of the 50 already. I bought ice cream, I ate it, it's gone. But grab it, here's 50. Which of those cases is halach? It's a huge machlokes rishonim. There are some cases that lekuli alma are not in various. Again, there's a machlokes Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshis, what's the din by halach? Whether it's treated as a moedim mixas or not. We have a hint in your quest for figuring out which case is halach. Realize that the case of Talis, that would be Yitzush of the Halach. Remember that? And now we want to know, is Halach being staged in a Pekodim case or in a Milva case, and the various facets of thereof we're going to discuss. Rabbi Sai, we are starting a new sugi of Halach. It doesn't make a difference if your last name starts with Dalid or Mem or any letter through Aleph to Tav. I implore of you, now is the time to be mechazik. We have an opportunity to shtag new sugyas, big sugyas. Let's do it.